Welcome to Voices of Blessed Sacrament. Each week we break open God's Word and share stories of faith and family, all to help one another recognize and experience the presence of God.
The Ascension of the Lord. A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. In the first book, Theophilus, I dealt with all that Jesus did and taught until the day he was taken up, after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. He presented himself alive to them by many proofs after he had suffered, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. While meeting with them, he enjoined them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, about which you have heard me speak. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. When they had gathered together, they asked him, Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel? He answered them, It is not for you to know the times or seasons that the Father has established by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witness in Jerusalem, throughout Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. When he had said this, as they were looking on, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him from their sight. While they were looking intently at the sky as he was going, suddenly two men dressed in white garments stood beside them. They said, Men of Galilee, why are you standing there looking at the sky? This Jesus, who has been taken up from you into heaven, will return in the same way as you have seen him going into heaven. One of my favorite things to do in the summer on a sunny, breezy day is laying down in a hammock under the trees and watching the sky. The leaves and the trees flutter in the wind, making their own special sound like nature's wind chimes. I view the amazing shades of the bright blue sky, and I watch and imagine all types of creatures and objects being formed in the clouds as they float by. Birds and insects fly past, intent on their own tasks of daily living. In moments like that, it's easy to relax and picture the stereotypical images of heaven above me, complete with angels living on clouds, streets of gold, and pearly gates. With the vast sky overhead, it's no wonder that humans have often looked up and placed heaven there. And when we are given displays from nature like glorious blazing sunsets or streaks of bright morning sunbeams, it becomes even easier to picture them as the hand of God extending down to us from heaven. King David was a sky watcher too. Psalm 19, one of my favorite psalms of his, begins with, The heavens are telling the glory of God, and the firmament proclaims his handiwork. With the advent of technology, modern science, and rocket trips outside our atmosphere, we now have an even bigger understanding of a universe far beyond what we can see here on Earth with our naked eyes. The creator of the universe and everything must surely be placed above us like a king. So we naturally gaze up into the sky, where we place God on the throne of heaven over us all, far away. The apostles were caught up in that same kind of moment as they watched Jesus lifted up and a cloud took him from their sight. I imagine that they held that pose long enough to get stiff necks and long enough for God to send some messengers to get them moving. As our reading stated, why are you standing there looking up at the sky? They might have been daydreaming like I do in my hammock, simply standing back and putting Jesus up there in the clouds. Not on earth with us, but somewhere far away and beyond our reach. After all, he did tell them that he would be seated at the right hand of the power and coming with the clouds of heaven. That was from the Gospel of Mark. Perhaps they expected it to happen soon and they were just willing to wait. But we are not meant to stand still and rubberneck into the sky forever. God's not somewhere far away from us. Jesus and the kingdom of heaven are not simply up. The preposition that we also need to use is down. No, I'm not talking about that other place that we usually imagine below us. I mean that God is the ground beneath our feet. He is the firm foundation. Jesus is the cornerstone on which the church was built and kept steady. The apostles weren't meant to stand still and look up. They were meant to spread the good news and heal the broken based on the teachings and foundation that Jesus laid for them. He would support them, hold them up, and keep them grounded. That same grounding is given to us every time we leave Mass and head back into the world. We are sent with a mission to go and build the kingdom of God, not a place up in heaven or somewhere beyond our reach, but right here among our brothers and sisters as we continue the work begun by the apostles sent by Jesus. And there is yet another preposition that comes to mind, inside. God is present within us in every moment of our lives. Jesus comes to dwell inside us when we receive the Eucharist. We encounter him daily in every relationship that we have because we are all children of God. A friend of mine once asked her granddaughter, "Where is God?" Her answer was to point to her chest and say, "In my heart." It sounds simple, maybe even childish, but it's real and it's true, and it takes work to live that way. If I can remain aware throughout my day that God lives inside my heart, what a difference it would make. Every interaction I have would be colored by the love of God inside me. So, if you're fortunate enough to steal some time to relax in a hammock this summer, be sure to breathe in some peace and watch the skies. Quiet your body and feel for the light of God within you. Gather the strength within you that comes from him. And when you step out of the swaying hammock, which is always tricky and usually not graceful, and your feet are planted back down on the ground, remember God as your firm foundation, the rock beneath your feet, as you return to the work of building the kingdom in your daily life.
Let's go into this week ready to recognize and experience the presence of God, and to help others do the same.